Now, the summary of each chapter, this is a very short summary, and if anything needs more explanation, we covered all of it more on the previous recordings that correspond with the chapter and the verses. So I didn't go into much detail on this, but it was just something for us to get in our minds what each chapter 1 through 6 covers in the main highlights. So Daniel chapter 1, Daniel and his three friends reject unclean meats and alcohol. Instead, they offer a compromise of a religious accommodation that was 2,500 years ahead of the U.S. Constitution for the 1963 Civil Rights Act. Daniel chapter 2. God sends King Nebuchadnezzar a dream about when God will establish his kingdom. Daniel interprets the dream and is appointed head of the wise men. Daniel chapter 3. Daniel's three friends refuse to worship the king's statue and are sentenced to death by burning. God's angel saves them and they are promoted in the Babylonian kingdom. Daniel chapter 4. God sends King Nebuchadnezzar a second dream, this time about him losing his mind due to his arrogance. Daniel again interprets this dream, and the king sends a declaration to the entire Babylonian Empire praising the one true and living God. Daniel chapter 5. King Nebuchadnezzar has died, and his grandson is now king. He throws a banquet and uses the drinking vessels from the Jewish temple. God writes a judgment on the wall with his own hand. Daniel reads and interprets the writing, and the Babylonian kingdom ended that night. And Daniel chapter 6. Daniel's governmental colleagues are jealous of him and trick the Medo-Persian king into giving Daniel a death sentence of being thrown into the lion's den. God sends his angel to protect him, and Daniel's colleagues are thrown to the lions and eaten.